This is Mr. O'Sullivan, and I'm back with some first graders. We just ran out of time on the other podcast, so we're going to continue right from here. I have some girls. Oh, what is your name?
My name is Kimberly.
My name is Anayansi.
And what do you two girls want to talk about?
About Gloop.
About Gloop?
And what is Gloop?
Gloop is like something that you could tap and it goes like different colors when you mix them together.
Very good. And what do you think it is?
It's an app where they give you some boxes, and then if you touch it, it makes a circle.
And why do you like Gloop so much?
Because when you could touch it, it makes like different colors. And you could also move them around so they can make a bigger shape.
And you can also pop them.
And what makes Gloop so special? What kind of what does it do? Does it even do anything?
You can change the colors if you want to. You can change the color of the Gloop.
Or you can restart if you want.
Restart from the beginning? Very good. It sounds like a really fun app. Well, thank you so much for telling me about Gloop. Thank you. And next, we have...
Victoria.
And what do you want to talk about, Victoria?
Checkers.
Checkers. And how do you play checkers?
You like... If you first get in your black circles, and you put them on your little tray, then you separate them, and then you have to like put them on one of these right here. You put them on one of these, and then...
And you're playing checkers on your iPad? And who do you play against?
I play against different kids that is not like big, and I'm... And then, like, big than me, and then I can play, I can beat
them. Do you ever play against your friends?
Yeah, I can.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for telling me about checkers. Thank you. Does anybody else want to share ideas about technology? You better come up because we're about to finish up. We have a couple of more kids that want to come up. Yes, sir. What is your name and what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about this awesome app that it's like you can draw stuff, and that if you draw something, it shows the stuff that you want, and if you tap on it, it'll do like amazing writing.
Very cool. Now the name of this thing you're using is, what's the name of it? I think it's called AutoDraw.com. So AutoDraw.com is a website you use for drawing?
Yeah.
And what is the most special thing about that app?
I like to draw because when I made an ocean, I drew a fish, and then they put a real fish right there. And if you tap on it, it makes more better writing.
Very cool. And when you make something amazing, what do you do with it after you're done making something?
I post it on the first grade wall.
And so you publish your work? Why do you even do that?
So I can go on another app.
Oh yeah? How do you feel when you publish your work?
Great.
Why?
Because it's fun if you publish your work.
Why is it fun?
Because they make you put your name, and I like writing my name.
You like writing your name on your work? Excellent. Well, thank you so much.
My name is Alonzo. I'm gonna talk about the internet. Internet is something that you could write something that your favorite person is, and it comes up and show you images, videos, and everything else, shopping. So this is everything that you have to look at. Yeah, first you have to go on Safari, press on it, then if something on it, erase it, then put anything you want.
Very cool. So you like searching stuff on the internet?
Yes.
Does it help you at school? It even how does it even help you with school?
It helps you with school because if you could put Tanti Tech, it takes you there and you could code and stuff like that.
What's your favorite thing to do on Tanti Tech?
Coding.
You like coding? Why?
Because it's hard and it's challenging. You could take it. You could go to different levels.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for telling me about the internet. Thank you. Thank you, first grade, for sharing your ideas about technology.